USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence weighing in on the U.S.-China trade war, which is rattling markets and investors. The vice president telling Fox Business President Trump will continue to stand firm until China embraces and resets the trade relationship.
He believes for far too long we've tolerated trading relationships that are much more of a one-way street for the United States. We see nations that have broad access to our marketplace and give us limited access to their marketplace, and those days are really over.
President Trump's job approval rating is the highest it's been in 2 years, boosted by voter optimism about the economy. That's according to the latest Harvard Caps Harris poll survey. The survey found that 48% approve of the job the president is doing, compared with 52% who say they disapprove. That's up from 45% in March. Friday, the president and first lady will attend a reception to honor Gold Star families. This is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plated. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
Record flooding in Arkansas caused a levee to breach in the city of Dardanelle along the Arkansas River. Dardanelle resident Robert Eaton tells Fox News that he was told by officials he should evacuate.
They are telling people that it is an emergency, that the levee has breached, and that everybody needs to evacuate.
At a press conference, officials told residents that they should expect the water to continue to rise, and there's also a chance of more rain and severe thunderstorms in the area as well over the weekend. National Security Advisor John Bolton says naval mines, almost certainly from Iran, were to blame for oil tanker damage earlier this month out of the Gulf of Oman. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on how the president is handling Iran.
Letting Iran and other countries know that we won't be trifled with, but at the same time saying that we're open to diplomacy. There are talks of other countries actually beginning diplomatic talks with Iran, and the president hasn't said he won't talk to Iran. I think that's a good thing.
Paul was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Many experts argue that if you want to develop a skill, let's say play an instrument or lead a team onto a field in football, basketball, or hockey, you need to rack up as many hours of deliberate practice as possible. But I had a chance to catch up with David Epstein. He's author of a new book titled Range, Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World. And one of the things I asked him was, we talk about Tiger Woods and how Tiger Woods was playing golf at a very young age, but that he's the exception to the rule.
That's right. So the Roger Federer model is actually the norm, but nobody knows his story, right, where he played like a dozen different sports. Mother wouldn't allow him to specialize. A kid had to continue playing badminton, basketball, soccer, long after his peers specialized in tennis, and that turns out to be the norm, but it's not as dramatic of a story, so we don't really tell it. And the other thing about Tiger is early specialization may, in fact, work in golf. There's actually a surprising lack of good science in golf, but golf, the people who study it kind of consider it a pretty poor model of most other sports and most other things people want to do, because it's non-dynamic. People wait for each other to take turns. You're basically trying to do the same thing over and over with as little deviation as possible. And so while that may be good for golf, golf is not a good model from which to extrapolate to other types of learning.
Epstein's studies also found that if you take a year off from a particular sport and come back and play that sport, you won't necessarily be that far behind the people that have continued to play it and maybe didn't take that time off. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.